You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, good morning, Amber.
Hi there. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you. Whoa.
Tell me you got some fun plans this weekend. What are you doing?
Oh, hanging out with the family, doing Easter, giant eggs, and hopefully going to see Angela Johnson.
Oh, yay! You want those tickets.
She wants to win. Do you like coloring the eggs? And second question is, do you take the little crayon thing and make designs on them, or do you just go straight colors?
I like the wax, but I prefer stickers more.
Stickers.
Stickers.
I always have a hard time getting those to stick on there, but...
Yeah, and we're doing the organic time this year, so we just boil, like, cabbage and turmeric and dye it that way. It's real fun.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So you boil, like, the cabbage, and then you get the different color.
So you get, like, purple.
Yeah.
What?
Huh. Yeah, and then you just mix it. It works very well.
I have never heard of anyone doing this.
Smart mom.
Well, it sounds like a lot more work.
Oh, well, you're going to eat this stuff, too.
It saves the earth, Jeremy.
Here, have a bowl of cabbage and, what was it, turmeric?
Turmeric.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make all the eggs the same color, though?
Not if you separate them.
What?
I'm confused.
Yeah, so there's eggs in different pots with different whatever color. What are you using for yellow?
Sorry, my dog Valor is crying.
I hadn't noticed.
He's excited. So you have to boil the cabbage, you boil the turmeric, you strain it, and then you let it cool, and then you put in the vinegar with the water that you strained, and then you dye the egg.
But you're only getting one egg color then.
That's what I'm saying. How do you get different colors?
Yeah, I want yellow eggs.
That's turmeric.
Okay, I want red eggs.
Well, I'm not sure.
So you can't have red eggs.
I think it's one color.
I want blue eggs.
You have to mix them then. My mom knows the whole recipe. I'm not. Okay. I'm just there.
Listen.
She's just there.
Buy the little paws, whatever they're called, kits with the little dye nugget.
Does that company make anything else the rest of the year?
I don't know. How do you pronounce it? Is it paws?
What do you guys like? Anyways, how do you color your eggs?
With the little tablets with the vinegar and water that fizz for a minute and you get the colored water.
You buy it in the store, Amber.
It's like a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah. We could do that, sure.
You could.
My question is that company, and I don't know how it's pronounced.
Paws. I don't know.
I'm just curious what they do the rest of the year. Do they make all of their annual?
They prepare for Easter
in a 3-week period.
Maybe
just get it all the tablets together, separate them.
Yeah, there's some guy in a factory separating tablets.
It's probably just one guy.
This is his only job. The other once a year, seasonal.
He takes the other 11 months off.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
What a gig.
Ideal.
All right, let's try to get you these tickets for Angela Johnson. If you get this rattle off, you're going to be going tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
All right, so deep breath. Clear your mind. I want you to tell me in 10 seconds, 5 holidays that happen in the first half of the year. 5 holidays in the first half of the year. Ready and go.
New Year's, Christmas, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and President's Day.
There, keep going. Christmas, I'm sorry.
Christmas doesn't count.
The end of the year.
And you missed Easter.
Easter!
Oh, my golly.
Ain't that the berries?
You got 5, but only 4 of them counted because Easter is not in, Christmas is not in the first half of the year. So.
Oh, sucks. Damn. Well, next time, I suppose.
We'll be here, Amber. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Enjoy your cabbage.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. You guys too.
No, okay, I won't.
Bye.
I'm not going to enjoy any cabbage.
No cabbage for us.
No, cabbage-free weekend, actually.
Here's Sarah. Sarah, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Ah, couldn't be better.
Chilling.
What are you doing this weekend, Sarah? Something fun?
No, I'm just working this weekend. My husband just got his tonsils removed, and so I'm going to be nursing myself too, or trying to anyway.
Aww, poor guy.
That's no fun as an adult. Yeah. I mean, it's no fun as a kid, but they say it's even more difficult for adults. How old is your husband?
I know. He's 33. I tried telling him that it wasn't going to be an easy ride, but he wasn't listening to me.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Oof. And now he's suffering, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not happy. And I mean, I'm kind of enjoying it, though, because I get to tell him that I told you so.
Good for you.
Well done.
I mean, he didn't do any research. He didn't talk to anybody to find out what it's like for an adult to get their tonsils out. He was that much of a manly man. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And I mean, his doctor said that it was only going to take a couple of weeks. But I told him that I got mine removed when I was 15, and it took me a couple of weeks. And he's half the age that I was at then. And so I was like, it's going to take even longer. And he just wouldn't listen to me. So
I didn't even know they still did that. I thought you would just they leave him in now. Why did they take? Was it just like constant strep or something? Or
he had sore throats and he was getting tonsil stones quite a bit. So.
Oh yeah, those are gross.
Yeah, yeah, I know it's not good, but yeah, so I'll be helping him with that.
Aww. Well, you're sweet, Sarah. You're sweet, Sarah.
It's so nice.
Thanks. They call me Sunshine Sarah. That's my nickname.
Sunshine Sarah.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to be able to call you anything else now. So.
Well, I'm so nervous to be on. I'm like, I'm kind of having a panic attack right now. I've never actually been on with you guys before. I've called before and I hung up because I was so nervous.
You got scared, huh?
Why would you hang up?
We're very friendly.
I'm so nervous. I was like, I don't want to mess it up.
No.
Now listen.
Take a breath.
I'm going to ask a favor of you, Sarah. Are you ready?
Okay. Sunshine, Sarah. Sunshine, Sarah.
Sunshine, Sarah. Right. Now that you've been on with us.
Uh-huh.
I want you to vow that every time you call from now on, you'll never hang up.
I'll never hang up. I vow. I promise.
Yeah, promise. This is easy.
Okay. I mean, haven't you had a good time talking with us?
I always have a good time with you guys. It's so much fun listening to you, so I was excited to talk to you. I'm like, I have this whole list of what I want to say to you guys, too, because you're just so great. I've been listening to you for so long, and so I'm excited to actually be talking with you guys.
What else is on your list that you want to say?
I gotta know.
I don't know. I mean, you're just great. I feel like every time I want to call, I have something else. Like the gal that won 2 days ago for Rattle Off, she was a leasing agent. I'm a leasing agent, so I wanted to talk to you guys about that. I don't know. They're just all fun things.
We don't want to talk about that, though.
I do, because I have a question about
leasing. Oh, you do? Okay, Dom has a question about leasing.
I have a question about the leasing. So are you leasing, places to live or commercial?
Places to live. I'm a residential leasing agent.
Okay.
So I want to know, the one that you've got right now that's the most expensive per month, what is it?
Oh, right now, $3,600, but we did have one that almost came on the market for $4,000.
That's like a two-bedroom, right?
Two-bedroom, yep.
Wow.
It's crazy. And it doesn't even come with, it doesn't even come with, like, extra storage space. Like, that's, like, just the base rent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's so nutty.
Yeah, and when she said $1,500, it surprised me because I was like, $1,500, our lowest is around $2,000 right now for an urban one bedroom, which is like a mix between a studio and a one bedroom.
I don't know how people are doing it.
How are they?
I really don't. Especially like kids and stuff, you know, just trying to get out on their own and get an apartment or a condo, or it's like you can't. It's so expensive.
Don't come to Denver.
You don't. Yeah,
don't
you
don't. Come to Denver. Denver is in the top five of the most expensive places to live in the country.
Yeah.
The Mile High City is in the top five. I think it was number three or four.
It was five, wasn't it?
Was it five?
I think it was five.
Oh, my God, it's insane.
We beat New York.
You know, I was talking to Gretch about it, and we were talking about how are people doing this, and she goes, "Everybody's selling drugs."
Oh, well, that could be. Yeah, that could solve it.
She goes, everyone is selling drugs on the side. That's what's going on.
That's my side hustle. Meth.
So.
Meth is my side hustle. That's horrible.
I'll have to talk to them. If you guys get their number, let me know. I'll talk to them.
Okay.
What, the meth dealers?
Yeah, she wants to get in on that.
You want a cut of that?
I mean, if that's how we have to live in Denver nowadays.
Gotta sell drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Outraged America is going to send me hate email now. I'm just kidding.
Nobody's
kids
selling drugs.
Don't take or sell drugs.
Don't take meth.
Okay. Sarah, now that you've finally gotten through Sunshine, Sarah, let's play Rattle Off.
All right, let's do it.
You have 10 seconds. Don't make this one more difficult than it is. It actually can be very simple. Let me hear your deep breath to relax yourself first.
Okay.
I got it.
Good. Good, good, good. Good. 10 nice. Seconds. Five different parts of a bicycle.
Oh, come on.
Five different things you would find
come on
a bicycle.
On. Easy.
Ready and go.
A brake, a wheel, the spinning things that connect to the wheel, the feet that you put your foot feet on, and then the handlebars.
The what?
The pedals.
The things you put your foot feet on? Is that what you said?
Yes. I was trying to get it out.
The foot feet things.
And then she said pedals.
The pedals.
I did say it.
Oh, and the spoky things.
The spokes.
They're spokes, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I understood what you were saying.
Yeah, I did
the
too,
spinny
yeah.
things.
The spinny things.
Inside the wheel.
Oh,
yeah.
She got it. Come on.
You know, it's much more difficult when you're the one under pressure, isn't it, Sunshine Sarah?
It is. Oh, my gosh.
But I got to tell you something. You're going to be happy because you're a
winner. Nicely done. Well done.
Way to go, Sunshine.
Whoop, whoop.
So listen.
I'm so excited. Thanks for giving me a good one because I actually mountain bike, so I feel like I should know that. But then,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you should know the foot things.
She clips in and everything, man.
Thank you so much, boys. At any point this
weekend, when your grouchy husband gives you grief, you just think back fondly to your time with your boys in the morning, okay?
Thank you, boys.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, real quick, does your husband get to keep the tonsils?
He didn't. I asked him about it. I even asked him if he got to see him. He said no.
Oh, that's no fun at all.
You're kidding.
Why don't they let you keep your stuff? It's a part of your body. They should put it in a jar so you can take it home. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can say this or not, but I asked him if he was able to keep his balls, and he said
oh,
no.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm done.
He had those completely removed? Wait a minute. He went to an off-brand urologist, I think.
He went to the wrong doctor, I think.
That's not how that works.
You're married to a eunuch. I mean, what's going on here?
We got lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the way you preface by saying, I don't know if I can
say this, but here it goes.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
There's only a half filter there. Things still slip through.
It's all right. That's funny.
I think, I don't know, it's too late now. I think we can allow
We'll be all
that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a part.
Yeah.
It's just a part.
Yeah.
It's a human part.
That's right.
And I didn't say which one, so we're good.
Well, no, actually,
you did.
You specified.
Yeah, and you made it plural.
Yeah. It wasn't vague at all. I mean,
and I'm still concerned that they took them, so.
I mean, sometimes on our show, we say the nether region.
Yeah.
That's vague.
Oh. Not Sunshine Sarah, though.
You pinpointed.
Oh, my gosh. So then we'll just retract it. I asked him if he could keep his nether region parts. And
there
said,
you go. That's a little more polite. Yeah.
And what did he say?
He said no.
Yeah, okay. I think they're in your purse.
Happy wife, happy life.
All right. We better let you go.
Sunshine Sarah. You're the best. Hey, I've just got to know. I'm leaning towards the fact that just from how spunky you are, that you do have an H on Sarah, don't you?
I do.
Yay!
I'm complete. I'm whole.
Oh, my God.
You're funny,
Sarah. Where did your husband meet you?
I actually met him at the bank that he worked at. He was a bank teller. And I asked for his number 5 years ago.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And like when you were doing a...
Like you were depositing or...
You're making a deposit or something and you said, can I have your number?
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Wow, she is very forward. I love it.
Give me your number.
Did he act shocked or was he ready to go? I mean, did he...
He was shocked. He was surprised, but he was excited, obviously. I mean, now, you know, we're together forever.
Well,
so.
Obviously. I mean, look at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're incredible.
You're a catch. Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh.
You got stuck with tonsil stone guy.
Yeah, what'd you get out of this?
He'll be better now.
You're delightful. Hold on. Josh will be right back, Sarah, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, see you later.
You're welcome.